We do appreciate the work cleaning up that site. It's a big
help. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. And thanks for your patience as we got to your case today. We're now going to move to sketch plats. Item 13 is PR 2022-6469, sketch plat 2022-2 for Victor or VMD LLC at 3024 Broadway Boulevard Southeast. And Ryan, I guess this is yours as well.
Correct. Again, this ran all with Cartesian surveys. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, Mexico, 87174. Swear to tell the truth.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and give us an overview of what this request could be.
Okay, so this is a sketch plat to subdivide an existing pair of tracks. So we're eliminating a lot line in the sort of southwest or southeast rather of the property that those dots there, and then creating a lot line a little bit closer to perpendicular with the existing lot lines that follows the wall there. And so we're looking to subdivide those into two lots. I'm not aware of a intended purpose for the lots. I believe they just wanted to separate the lots based off that existing wall and structure on the western property. And so with that, we wait any comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So the existing building, existing lot with the existing building does have a existing water and sewer count, primarily serviced towards Broadway. The eastern parcel is in a bit of a bind in that the county Sunport Boulevard project is coming through there. I don't recall if there's water and sewer associated with that project that would serve this parcel. The sewer is tricky in that it's on the east side and it's an interceptor. So the requirement for this plat to go forward is for an availability statement. We do require that on this plat. The link is provided in the comments, so please fill that out and we will determine the requirements for service in that process. You are within the service area. There's not currently pro rata owed. With that request for availability, typically we need to fire one plan. If that's just for the subdivision, an estimate of what it might be would be helpful, but we've often done a serviceability telling you where you can get service and here's where the sewer is, here's what you need to get sewer. But upon development plans for that eastern lot with the building, you would need a fire one plan and either an updated availability statement or that would need to be reviewed for the fire flow during the mini work order process. So if there's improvements required with the subdivision on the availability statement, we need to see those on an infrastructure list. And we have a couple notes that we provide. Depending on the result of that serviceability letter, that and I've used the term availability statement, when you submit the application, it will probably be issued as a serviceability letter rather than availability statement. There's a couple notes that we have included on there that may be needed on the plat, depending on what we determine for infrastructure requirements for the subdivision. Another option that may come out of this is if the applicant wishes to just utilize the sewer in Broadway, there may be a private easement needed for water and sewer service benefiting the eastern lot. So a lot going on there. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
This round with Cartesian Surveys. No questions at this time. We'll touch base with the client, see if we can get a prospective use out of them, and then we'll await the serviceability statement to figure out how we want to move forward. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, including but not limited to IDO sections 5-1 dimensional standards, 5-2 site design and sensitive lands, 5-3 access and connectivity, and 5-4 subdivision of land. This property is zoned NRLM, non-residential light manufacturing, but is impacted by multiple overlay and mapped areas, which may result in additional use standards or restrictions. Each of these areas may have additional use standards or restrictions which must be followed as noted These areas are the Airport Protection Overlay Zone, IDO Section 3-3, the Kirtland Air Force Base Military Influence Area, Railroad and Spur Area, and the South Broadway Area. The replat of this property cannot create any new nonconformity on the property. It does not appear to be a problem, but I want to make note of that. That concludes my comments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Palmer. That was a broad scope of things to point out, so I appreciate you finding all that. Parks and Rec.
Carol Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. We have no objection to the requested lot line adjustment. Broadway Boulevard Southeast is of a classification to require street trees if new development is applicable per IDO 56B.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology. Either a diagram showing existing flows do not cross proposed property line, or a cross-lot drainage easement on the plat naming beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities is required. Please note, unapproved grading and drainage plan will be required at building permit if any of our thresholds are met.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Please coordinate with Bernalillo County's Sunport Boulevard project. They are going to be building infrastructure here soon at this intersection. And it looks like right-of-way acquisition is still in process. So please work with them directly on giving away whatever right-of-way that they need. All fencing and private infrastructure shall be moved outside of proposed right-of-way and easements based on the Sunport project. If future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to building permit based on the uses of the development. A traffic study or trip generation exhibit may be needed. And then last but not least, any proposed access ways shall be coordinated with the intersection design. Follow DPM requirements with regard to distance of access ways from the intersection.
Okay, this is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys. Do you know who we should communicate in regards to that Sunport Boulevard project? I'm not really sure if we should reach out to DOT or if that's the city project.
Rodrigo Eichwald is heading that over at the county. Deanna Miglio, I think, is still manager over there concerning the right-of-way.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. So all standard comments about numbers, standard comments about plat requirements, utility signatures. Mr. Palmer already went over the overlay zones that impact this parcel. And again, as we discussed, future development must meet the requirements of the NRLM zone. I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, Mr. Mulhall?
No, it's Ryan Mulhall, Cartesian Surveys. No, we appreciate the names from the county for who to contact for the Broadway project. And appreciate all your hard work today. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you. All right, now I'd like to ask the board if there is a motion to approve the action sheet minutes of January 12th, 2021, or January 12th, 2022. That's not written correctly on our agenda, it just says 2021, but we are approving the action sheet minutes of January 12th, 2022.
Carter, Port Authority, so moved.
Carol Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec seconds.
Please vote.
And Carter, Port Authority, approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of January 12, 2022. And a shout out to Ms. Gomez for always doing such a great job on those minutes. Now let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck and see if we have signatures. to do
this today? This is Jay Rodenbeck. So there are four documents that have been sent out for signatures, three infrastructure lists and a plat. We got the infrastructure list for 6238, 1579, and 2738, which were sent out, and then the plat for 2738 was sent out for signatures. So they're all alphabetical, and I know that Ernest has signed these, a couple infrastructure lists. So Blaine, you should see the infrastructure list for, actually Blaine's already signed those. Mr. Palmer, you should see infrastructure list for 6238 and 1579 in your inbox to sign.
Thank you, working on those now.
Thank you, Sarah. Oh, and Madam Chair, you cannot sign the plat.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Pretty amazing to get the Windrock project approved.
Long time in coming. All right, so we have the infrastructure list for 15 for Windrock. It's signed by everybody. I'm seeing. Just waiting for the other two infrastructure lists to be signed by everybody.
While we were waiting, I just wanted to thank Maggie for helping getting my jury-rigged Zoom back on here.
Like digital duct tape and an extension cord, huh?
Yeah. Though I'm not as tech savvy as some people, so I did take the opportunity to look up. If this ever happens again, I will just turn my cell phone into a Wi-Fi hotspot so I can get back in with my computer.
Oh, so you lost internet connectivity, Ernest?
Yes, that's what happened. And I had to dial in my phone.
Oh, yeah. You could always use... Actually, I have to do... I'm working remotely today from home, and I actually had to, in the middle of the meeting, turn on my Wi-Fi, my hotspot on my phone myself. Yeah. And it worked great, although I'm probably burning a lot of data on my phone.
No.
It worked great.
Yeah, that's true. I just didn't know how to do it. So once my computer came back, I looked it up real fast, just so I'll be prepared if it ever happens again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to know about that option.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right, so we got two infrastructure lists signed by everybody, 1579 and 6238. We're just waiting for Derek Archuleta's infrastructure list for 2738 to get signed. And then everyone signs a plat except for Julian.
Oops. I'm tired. I don't know what I just signed. I think I just signed a plat that.
That's okay. Well, I'll just have to hold it. That's okay. I just need to hold it and not send it to Derek until he's gone through DRC and gotten the financial guarantee in IIA.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I had accidentally deleted it. And so then when I realized it did that, I pulled it back and I'm like, I better sign this. And then I'm like, oh no, wait, that's not. Okay. So I think I'm unsigned on one infrastructure list, but
I think we just need, at this point, we just need the infrastructure list for 2738.
Okay. I just signed it.
So
yeah, that's where I got mixed up. I thought I was signing the infrastructure list and it was the plat. So here goes the plat, the infrastructure list. Okay, I think that should be everything. So we are officially closing the meeting at 12:45 p.m.